When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a hump day.
On a hump day.
How are you, man?
I'm good. Little action last night caught me off guard. Had a bowl game.
There was a bowl game last night?
Yep. The Frisco Bowl.
The Frisco Smoothie Bowl?
No, it's not smoothie anymore.
What is it?
I don't know, but here's the kicker. The Frisco Bowl is not in San Francisco. It's in Texas. I was like, what? Huh. I'm like, Frisco? I forgot that, you know, we use nicknames for places. But that's not a real place. Frisco is in Texas.
Huh. All right. Well,
what is it? Frisco. It was Miami of Ohio against, I want to say, West Virginia?
West Virginia.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
The over so, hit.
What was it? The Frisco. Oh, the over hit. Oh, my God. It was 28-17 at halftime. I thought the game was over.
Not over it.
Yeah, it did. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. It was, oh my goodness, there's so many bowls.
I wouldn't have even known to gamble on it. I didn't know. I thought everything was dark yesterday except for the NBA Cup. I thought that was the only thing going.
Nah, they don't mess around with that. Oh, that's basketball. Like, goodness. I don't know. Hold on. Here we go.
Hmm?
Bowl games. It was Memphis.
Memphis
against West Virginia in the Frisco Bowl.
Yeah,
Scooter's Frisco, Coffee Texas. Frisco Bowl.
Scooter's right. Coffee. Yeah.
What a debut! There we go. Big money.
Yeah, that wasn't even the first bowl game.
All right. Well, we don't have to look up the one before.
No, it was on Salutes to Veterans Bowl, South Alabama against Western Michigan.
Oh, all right. Did they like play on a naval ship?
There's no room, dude.
I'm just joking, dude.
I know, but dude, if they tried to put a football game on there, you'd be in.
Maybe. Well, remember the one that was the Bahamas Bowl at Marlins Park the first time? Wasn't there a huge brawl there?
I don't know, but it's weird playing in a baseball. Remember they used to, they did one in Soldier Field and both teams had to go the same direction?
Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field. Like, yeah. come on. What are we doing? If your ballpark is not big enough to have guys go both ways and play a regular football game, then it's not a scrimmage. Let's go.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Panthers close out their road trip tonight against the Minnesota Wild. 9:30 puck drop for the Cats tonight. Minnesota, very good, second in the West. So that is a nice little challenge to end their trip. They'll try and finish it 3-2 after winning the Cup rematch on Monday.
I had never, believe it or not, that's one of the few things that I never went to.
Were they there yet? I feel like Minnesota Wild is a fairly new. Weren't they the North Stars and they lost them to Dallas and then they came back?
Yeah. So I'm not sure if they were there while I was there.
Yeah, they might not have been there.
It might have been Dallas, right.
Hockey's done that. They've done the Cleveland Browns more than a couple times where it's like, we lost you, but we're coming back.
Right.
They did that with Winnipeg. Winnipeg was the Thrashers. Who the hell did the Whalers become? Carolina?
I think the Whalers became Carolina. Was it Carolina?
I think they became Carolina. I don't think the Whalers have been back though. Maybe if they expand, you know, if they go again, they'll go to the Whalers.
Well, they just expanded.
That's fair.
So clearly the Whalers ain't.
Hartford is not bringing is bringing a team back.
I mean, first of all,
great jersey.
It's not, I used to think that maybe it was a Canadian sport, but y'all haven't won the Stanley Cup in a while.
No, that's know. it's our sport now, dude.
Well, think about this. When they brought Canadian football down here for a year, maybe a couple of years. You don't remember that, do you?
No, you told me about
they
it.
They had about six teams in the U.S. They had California, they had Baltimore, and they had a couple of other places. And Baltimore won the Grey Cup the year before we went to Baltimore. So they thought we won the Grey Cup when we went there. It was great. It was great.
Great welcome.
Yeah.
The Bucks, they win the NBA Cup. They beat the Thunder 97-81. Thunder couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Oh, Giannis.
Man, let me tell you. I know what that looks like. We know what that looks like. Don't we? We know what that looks like. Oh my goodness, nobody can make anything. It was like, you ever watch a game and like there's a lot of energy, excitement, or whatever, and then one team's playing so bad you just feel bad for them?
Yeah, it was
it was bad because they're not that bad. They're a really good team.
They're a good team. They're gonna be here. And then the thing that scares me about it is they're coming here on Friday. I fully expect them to shoot like 60% from three.
Oh my goodness.
Not necessarily.
They don't shoot the three well.
It doesn't matter.
That looks like a young team that had too much fun in Las Vegas.
Hey, neither does Detroit. They just shot 50% against the Heat from three.
Oh, is that unbelievable? Like, I don't know what it is that everybody get their 3-point on when they play the Heat.
I don't know if you're a team that lost. Going from Vegas to Miami is kind of it's not a bad gig.
Extended vacation.
Think about it. If you're in Vegas, them young boys look like they were in Vegas two more days than they were supposed to be.
But wait. Cincinnati. And then they got a 3-day break? So are they going to do it in
Vegas? They had how many breaks they had? They had 2 days before the
Saturday,
semis.
Saturday to Tuesday.
Right. No, hold on. They had 2 days before that. From the quarterfinal to the semi.
No, they played on the quarterfinals on Saturday.
They played the semis on Saturday.
Last Tuesday?
Yeah, they played the quarters last Tuesday. So think about it. Right. They literally had 3 days before they had a hit to go to Vegas. Then another extra 3 days in Vegas, and then they got two more days before they got to hit Miami.
They're on the NFL schedule.
I am taking the heat. Yeah, because you're going. You're going to cities.
Hey, 3 days, Jimmy.
3 days, Jimmy.
And 3 days, Miami.
Wait, if that's not an indication of what 35 looks like.
Yep, 100%. Okay,
so
I mean, it's not many things where you can put Giannis's stat line up and be like, yeah, Jimmy's was better the other day.
Right, yeah. Oh, a lot. I mean, holy smoke.
Giannis put up 26, 19, 10, two steals, three blocks. Jimmy's like, I did better than that.
No, he didn't. Right. His team won. Your team lost.
Well, it's not his fault.
Ooh.
He was actually going up against a team that could shoot the basketball. Damian Lillard.
Don't do that.
I wish him no. It's true, though.
Don't do that. Don't act like the Pistons are way better than the Thunder. Let's not say that.
I just said he went up against a team that could actually shoot the basketball. Like, that's the truth. Damian Lillard.
Hey, Vlad, you just keep it moving, brother.
It's the facts. I'm not statistically saying anything inaccurate. Damian Lillard, bit much with that trophy, huh? Like, it's a little embarrassing. You know, the NBA,
can I just tell you something?
I guess it is the biggest trophy that he's won since the Olympics, but, you know.
And
let me explain something to you.
Bit much.
When you're a competitor, whenever you win something, it's celebrated. Like,
why did Doc Rivers not allow them to spray champagne?
Okay, well, that's him. The club is right around the corner. Like, what are you talking about? Because he said, we don't want to make a spectacle of this and put it on TV. So we just, y'all go do what y'all do.
We don't want to look like the Lakers did last year.
Hold on. I want to be fair and balanced here. Tobin?
Yeah.
If the Miami Heat won the NBA Cup.
He'd be banging pots and pans up in here today.
Your real reaction, Tobin. How would you feel? Nice.
You would. Oh my
God. Nice.
No.
Good for him, man.
Wait. No. Wait. Let me do it. So the Miami Heat just win the cup or whatever they call it. Dude, you're on notice. The league is on notice. Did you see what Jimmy Butler did? Did you see? Oh, no.
Thing. I'm not hating on it. It's a nice thing, but let's not be silly.
I could have sworn you said you wanted to go to Vegas this year. Like, you wanted.
I said it would have been a nice thing. Well, listen, Eric Spoelstra blew it for us, so what can I say? He blew the NBA Cup, so I can't really.
Hey.
What am I going to do? I'm going to throw Spo under the bus? Like, he doesn't know how many timeouts he's supposed to have.
Let me explain. When you're a competitor, if there's any type of hardware at the end of a game, right, you celebrate it. What about all these teams that's going to play these bowl games that, right? They're not even close to the national championship.
Well, the Pop-Tart, right? I mean, that's a beautiful trophy. You got to celebrate something like that. It's an actual toaster.
Yeah, but you know what else they celebrating? That 514K.
You think?
Well, yes!
Dame?
Dude, I don't care how much money you got. When you get the check for $514,000, you don't just throw it on the side. You're like, oh, now I can do some stuff.
Why? You think
you already took the taxes up?
You think the other Antetokounmpo brother is going to get that money?
I don't know. I think he
is. That why he was cheering so hard?
I mean,
it's a million.
I was telling Toby, he was closer in the game than Doc.
He's very invested.
They need him there. That's the only way Giannis will play good.
He was that look pointing at him. You know what I mean? Good job. Who's coaching Giannis?
I think if Giannis had his way, he would have Thanasis coach him.
Isn't Thanasis younger?
I have no idea.
I always screw that up because I think Thanasis, he looks older, but I think he's younger.
I think he's a year older.
Okay.
He's 32. Right. How old is Giannis? Giannis 31? Yeah, he's older than Giannis by a couple of years. He's his older brother.
Okay. But I'm like, yeah, man. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, when you win something, right? Especially think about this. This is the more important thing about what happened to Milwaukee. The way they started and the way they've been playing basketball the last couple of weeks, right? Now, that's something to build on. The money and the cup is fine, but just to see it all come together when the stakes are high, you see?
Yeah, they've been playing great. I mean, Giannis is having an MVP season. He probably is the MVP so far this season.
Really didn't work out for the Lakers that well last season, though.
It didn't.
Yeah,
but I mean, they're led by the old. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Well, I mean,
Milwaukee's the oldest team.
No, but the oldest.
This is a Brook Lopez.
But the oldest. So this was supposed to be a precursor of what the postseason would look like, so that they're able to be able to perform in that situation, and they didn't. They lost in five games to Denver. So not necessarily Milwaukee would do the same.
It's a fun thing. I just think, you know, I mean, Damian Lillard, like, you know.
But that's like been that before. Wait, you're trying to diminish something that your team was not involved in.
Because Spo forgot how many timeouts there were, though.
But that's it. For whatever reason, that's why you're diminishing it.
I'm not diminishing it. I'm just saying, like.
You are. You're shrugging it off.
Too much.
Whatevs.
That's like, what you came there for.
Look, you know what he sounds like, Vlad? I didn't want that stinking trophy anyway. You see what happened to the Lakers last year? Look, he went through all the stuff. Look.
Do I have ill feelings about positive things for Damian Lillard? Perhaps.
Yeah. Why? Because he's not a Heat?
Yeah, of course, dude.
Dude, we had to.
But I thought you were over it. Didn't you get tranquilized for that?
No, it doesn't matter. It, like,
that's not what I got tranquilized over. I got tranquilized for too many rumors overload. It's okay, though. I've moved on. I know what my pivot is.
Yeah, okay.
I already know what your pivot is.
I already know what my pivot is. But we'll get to it a little bit later. What else we got for headlines? Oh, man. We got to get to it. There were a bevy of changes for
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Yesterday. We'll get to that coming up in the NFL. Take a break. Back after this.
New York City. New York City. You are now rapping. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. With 50 Cent. You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
I just want
to. Welcome back, everybody. Stobin and Leroy.
I'm going 45. You drive me crazy, shorty.
He's dead. They got paid $514,000. That's a pay cut for Dame.
For Dame, it is.
Okay, but
it's an extra game, so technically it is a pay cut.
No. They don't get paid. They still get the same money, though.
No, they get paid
not for the extra game, they don't.
Huh?
Not for the extra game, they don't. It's an extra game.
He still gets his salary.
Yeah, he gets his salary, but technically, Schmeathen is right. If you're talking about it, if you're talking about the game he played yesterday, it was a pay cut.
Okay. So if they win the NBA Finals, they get anywhere from $500,000 to $800,000. They're going to play at a minimum 16 more games.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what are we doing? You think they thinking about, I make $660,000, now I'm only going to make $50,000?
They get an extra million. That's
I'm just telling you, he's technically right. It's a pay cut from his normal salary.
It is.
Okay.
You know?
Anyway, there's really no arguing about it. It is a pay cut from his regular salary.
That man makes a lot of money. Now,
if you want to say that there's a prize, so if you're a competitor, you want to win a prize, you're going to play. That's it. But if you're trying to – but he's right. It's a pay cut. So
they're only playing for like – 40,000-50,000 in the playoffs.
He's going to get paid more on Saturday against the Pistons than he did for that game winning the NBA Cup.
But again, they're gonna play for 40,000-50,000 to try to win the championship. So that's a way even more. I mean, if you're thinking about it like that, my whole point is they're not thinking about it like that. They're competitors.
You're boxed in, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. Oh my God. This is.
Speaking of bums who make a lot of money. Raheem Morris. He's benching Kirk Cousins.
Yep. But you
Michael
can't.
Michael Penix Jr. is going to get the start for the remainder of the season for the Falcons.
You know why? Kirk Cousins can't move.
Kirk Cousins looks terrible.
He can't.
He moves worse than Aaron.
He can't. Right. Like, they had the same injury. Yeah. Right. He can't move. So, yeah.
Hey, no, not Kirk. Listen.
They gave him a hundy.
That's it. Hey, that's all you got. That's all you got to say, Tobin. They gave that man a hundy. He's a hundo.
That guy,
Richard,
has made more
396
guaranteed money than anybody in the history of the NFL.
396 without a weapon, without even any arsenal, any machinery, nothing. Just
that dude. That dude has made more money for. That guy has more money for the Cousins family tree now, because what does he do? First of all, he's going discounts on Cole Bucks. We've all seen the QB show. I mean, this guy, this is ridiculous how much money this guy has made.
He swag surfed his way into $100 million.
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? But
no, you know what? Give the Falcons general manager credit, because everybody was questioning why they drafted a quarterback in the first round with that pick. Now you see why.
But do you get this kind of? Can I ask a question though? This kind of go.
Kirk Cousins first.
Yeah, this is the thing that I would say. This goes to the San Francisco model, where it's like, man, give San Francisco credit. They found Brock Purdy. It's like, yeah, they also drafted Trey Lance at 3.
Yeah, you're gonna mess up.
Like, but you messed up with $100 million.
A lot of people mess up. Hey, Denver messed up with $183 million. Look at them now.
Can we think of it this way?
That guy got fired, though.
Can we think of it this way? How much for the teams winning the division have they paid for their starting quarterback?
How much is the what?
How much money have the teams that – so we're talking about Josh Allen. Hmm. We're talking about – Lamar Jackson. We're talking about all the teams that are fighting for a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
How much are they paying? They're paying $40-50 million for their quarterback. Well, so are Atlanta. They're just doing it with two guys.
Okay, dude. You guys are trying to give Atlanta a pass for blowing $100 million?
No,
I don't understand.
No. But what I'm saying is that they haven't really strapped themselves at that position when the going rate is $40-50 million.
But they also could have just like not paid him that, and they would have had more money.
Well,
more
technically
stuff.
Speaking, I don't know if they knew
before the draft.
Right, they didn't know if they were going to grab.
They didn't know. Right, you don't know what's going to happen during the draft.
What kind of planning is that?
Wait, you think they could have anticipated being able to draft a quarterback in that draft?
If you liked a quarterback like that, you could have planned to go get the quarterback.
And then if it didn't work, then you're screwed.
Are you? Hold on. Are you screwed but not paying? Kirk Cousins went a month without throwing a touchdown, Leroy. He's been that bad.
No, we're playing the result.
I don't understand how you guys can defend.
Here's what I'm saying. When the seat before the draft and all that stuff, they said, hey, let's go get Kirk Cousins. Here's what it's going to cost us. Right? Okay, fine. They did basically the same thing that the Jets did with Aaron Rodgers. They didn't care about how old he was, how banged up he was. They didn't care. Okay? They said, that's what we want. So they got him. Now they get into the draft. They go, we got a chance to get Penix, right? Okay, let's get him. That'll be our future. Like, I don't see how now the Kirk Cousins thing isn't working out, but he's still their young guy, got an opportunity to not be thrown in the fire right away.
Yeah, but like by the end of the season, like I'm pretty sure when they made that move, all things being ideal, you're probably anticipating, hey, Kirk Cousins is going to play 2 years because we paid him that much money.
Absolutely.
And then getting to Penix. He's just an anchor now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's just a bad deal. Right. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's not right. Like you signed a safety blanket. You would have been just the same basically signing Gardner Minshew.
No. All right. like we're playing the result, but we didn't know all of this was going to play out beforehand. When they signed Kirk Cousins, they thought, yes, he'll be our quarterback for a couple of years. Okay. Then when the draft came up, they go, hey, let's get a guy for our future. Now, the situation didn't play out like they had planned, but they got a guy for their future. If they hadn't done that, they would be in no man's land right now.
I find it weird. I find it strange that you defend this, but you ripped the Jets all year for expecting Aaron Rodgers to be that at that age with that injury when Kirk Cousins is also old with that injury.
And Aaron has better numbers.
Here, I did not expect Kirk Cousins to light the world on fire. I didn't. All I'm saying is from the perspective of the Atlanta Falcons, they got a solid backup plan, even if they didn't foresee it happening like this. So they drafted a quarterback. They still have a quarterback at cheap. He's not getting a boatload of money this year. The money you have invested at the quarterback position is still less than most teams. And now you have a guy that can come in and play and be the future of your team. If they had not done one or the other in this specific case, if they had not brought in Kirk Cousins and not had a quarterback, there's no guarantee that Penix would have been available. They would have maybe, to get a quarterback, have to trade assets and picks and all that. Maybe they didn't want to do that. And they ended up being able to draft a quarterback and set themselves up for the future.
Yeah, but like it's one of these things. It's kind of like if I were to look at the Heat, right? And it'd be like, wow, the Heat have really, they sunk a first round pick and they're paying $27 million to Terry Rozier. But it's okay because Drew Smith is playing really well. You know what I mean? Like, I can't really vibe with, like, you still made a pretty catastrophic mistake in giving a guy with one leg $100 million. You can say it's no big deal because everybody else spends a lot of money on their quarterback, but you could, it's a salary cap sport. You could still allocate that money somewhere. And when you whiff on money like that, it does cost your team.
Here's the deal. And here's where I'm with you. I can rip the Falcons for this. Giving an old quarterback off of that injury, that amount of money, I don't think anybody else would have given him that money, right? But the fact of the matter is that where they are now, it's almost as if they knew this wasn't going to last long. So, yeah, you're right in that they gave an old guy a bunch of money with an Achilles, and he looks like an old guy on an Achilles, but they have their future.
It's like you drove the Cybertruck off the lot and you're like, I look ridiculous in this thing, but too late. I bought it.
Pretty much.
I'm going to just stick with my regular car.
They did have a backup plan. So when the draft hit and they had an opportunity to get Penix, they got him.
Dade South says he's Kirkland's cousins now.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
But that's, you know, it's not like, yeah, in a perfect world, this is not how anybody would have saw this playing out. But the other thing you have to look at is that they can win a division. And they're putting their quarterback in there not to see what he can, no, to win. Because they can win their division.
Well, yeah, because the guy that they give $100 million to sucks.
Yes. Yes, correct. Falcons outbidded themselves.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Check it out now.
Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Check it out now.
I want to tell you guys, man, it's the holiday season.
That time of year.
Got holiday parties coming on up. You want your wardrobe looking right. You got the family dinners looking out. You want to be spruced up. Make sure before you do that, you send your dry cleaning over to A&T Dry Cleaners. 40 years in South Florida, owned and run, Leroy.
Yep. And if you call right now, he has a special deal for our audience.
Just mention Tobin and Leroy, and you'll get a 25% discount off your order. That's right, 25% off. They have a seamstress on site who can do same day alterations, but you have to give Ara a call, 954-610-9383. They'll give you an idea of how long it would take. Usually it takes a day for something quick. If it takes a little bit longer, that's fine. They can do everything. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. Again, text them 954-610-9383. And don't forget to mention us. Get that 25% off. Tobin, I know you got that suit. You got that suit,
right? Got that suit. We got
that. Did you have to get your shirt or those shorts taken in? I actually, I'm going to see him tomorrow. We're going to see him tomorrow.
You picture me like D Wade, like wearing the suit shorts? That's what you that's how you picture me?
Hey. He could fix your short set now.
He could.
He could fix you up.
All right, I need my D Wade suit tailored.
Yeah, I actually have some pants. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow because he'll be in. Right?
Yeah, man. So you got all that coming up. We got the holidays, some concerts going on right now. If your kids are getting something done, A&T Dry Cleaners, check them on out, 954-610-9383. I have spent the morning trying to scout. I'm a scout, you know? And so what I'm trying to do is I've learned of this quarterback the Canes are after in the transfer portal.
Washington State again, right?
Yeah. D'Angelo's, but strangely can run.
Here's the kicker, though. Here's how I look at things now, right? Oklahoma is his... I guess that they're number one on list.
So I think it's top choice. I think they have his former OC there.
Right. Okay. So how much money? You're right, Vlad. That's where I'm going. How much money is Oklahoma going to give him? How much is Miami going to give him?
Don't pull up Florida State. That's all you got to know. Right. If you learn, you don't want to pull a Florida State. If you got to pay for that quarterback, you're going to have to pay for that quarterback.
Look at what Michigan did. Michigan learned.
He apparently turned down seven figures to stay at Washington State. He's like, nah, not staying for seven figures. So yeah, Oklahoma's apparently they're apparently the lead dog here. But
how much money does Oklahoma have?
I don't know. I would imagine a lot. I would imagine a lot. But good old JR.
But you also know
Cam Ward.
Exactly. You talked to somebody. Cam Ward,
former teammate.
And that's the selling point. That's the selling point is
immediate.
Hey, if you go to Oklahoma, are we gonna see you on that Saturday at the Heisman? Look what we did for him.
Mm-hmm.
Top five pick. He's gonna be a top five pick.
Interesting.
And it's Norman versus.
This is what I'm saying about Miami.
It's Norman versus Miami.
Now I'm not gonna tell you what to do. We're gonna give you enough money, right? But look at our track record. Same quarterback from Washington State came here, Heisman Trophy finalist.
Norman,
can you do that at Oklahoma? Can you do that in Norman?
Yeah,
or Miami? Like that's it. It's Norman versus Miami. That's it.
I think he's also like Norman's gonna have to offer. You would think like, listen, you got the in with the coach, but they're gonna have to like. I think the first visits for him. This is John Mateer is the guy's name. So like, if it's you got to think the coach is gonna be like, all right, we're gonna have to throw a big check because I don't want him going to Coral Gables.
That's it.
You just see a tumbleweed.
You know what? You know what this has the makings of? This has the makings of Deshaun Watson. Right? Not saying it's gonna play out that way, but in order for Cleveland to keep Deshaun Watson in Cleveland, they had to offer a ridiculous amount because all the other teams looked more appealing at the time. Right? So Norman versus Miami. In order for Norman to get him out of Miami,
they're gonna have to give him at least $3 to $5 million.
Wait, we got another one. I didn't even think of this.
What's that?
Hey,
what?
If we give you $5 million, there's no state tax.
That's right. Well, does Oklahoma have state tax?
$5 million, and I
have no idea. I don't know what Oklahoma's tax rules are.
$5 million, and like I got the booby trap.
I don't think Texas has state tax.
Texas doesn't.
Texas doesn't have it.
Vegas doesn't.
Well, Vegas is the
state. I'll look. But if you're telling me $5 million and the booby trap, I'm in.
That's the one you're going with, booby trap?
So, $5 million in the booby trap. What does Norman have? Norman doesn't have booby trap like this. Do you think?
Buggy trap.
Come
buggy
on, man. Trap. Come on.
Horse and buggy. So, yeah. So listen, it they can get him away from Norman because all I got to do is show him the track record. Now, here's the kicker with Oklahoma. Here's what Oklahoma
can Oklahoma say. Does have a tax. There's only nine states with no tax. Alaska, New Hampshire, Texas, Florida, South Dakota, Washington, Nevada, Tennessee, Wyoming. You got to love Nevada. All the gambling, there's no state tax. Got to love it.
They get all the money from the gambling.
Yep.
So here's the deal. Now, here's if I'm Oklahoma, what I'm saying. We're going to give you more than Washington State was going to give you. I said, but do you want to go to the ACC and get screwed at the end of the year and not be able to play on the highest stage? Or do you want to come here at a known powerhouse, even though we haven't been that in a while, a name school, and soon as we get anywhere close to it, you're going to have a chance?
Hold on. I have a count.
But they have to. But you also have to feel like they actually have a chance. Like, can Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like,
again, we're going with selling points.
I get you.
Going into it, because guess what? An average SEC school is. Are they still? Are they in? They're not in the ACC. They're in the SEC.
Yeah.
An average SEC school can get in, and an exceptional ACC school might not. Right?
This is what I say. I say, we got Monyon, we got Astron, we got a big-ass O-line, we got Cam Ward in the ear. We see that big leap that he took from the Cougs to the Canes. We just can't let him throw that Sooner money all crazy if he gets there first.
Hey. The other thing they could sell is Washington, Oklahoma, not that far a trip. Washington to Miami.
That's a good trip. That's a great trip. What are you doing?
All I'm saying, if you got mom and them nearby.
Well, right? Yeah, I think he's from Little Elm, Texas.
Right. So
that's only a 2.5-hour flight.
To where?
To Miami. So,
you don't know what part of Texas. You know how big Texas is, dude?
I don't know how far Little Elm is.
Little Elm?
Doesn't even sound like a real place.
It ain't Houston.
Is it Elm Street?
Where's Little Elm? Where's Little Elm? You had already made an assumption. It could be closer to Nevada.
Little Elm, Texas on a map. Let's see.
All right, Little Elm, Texas is only 48 minutes away from Dallas.
It's from Dallas. It's like Dallas, which is.
So how many hours is Dallas from Miami? It's 2.5.
No, it's not.
2.5, 3 hours.
No, it's not.
Remember, you gain an hour.
No, it's still. Just because it's time chance don't mean the flight time. Oh, my goodness.
Gain an hour.
You know the flight time is the flight time. I don't care what time it is. Tobin, we about to have one. I almost kicked your ass in the airport over there.
Listen, Central Time screws me up, dude. Don't talk to me about that.
The flight time don't change because the time on where you flying changes.
D. Smith says, Nevin Shapiro is out. Maybe he can broker a deal. Can I ask a question? Why the hell?
As always, Vlad is right. 2 hours and 40 minutes nonstop from Little M to Miami because you're going to have to take DFW. So,
of course. And how long to Oklahoma? Probably a 2.5-hour road trip.
It might be another 2.5 hours.
Let me ask you this. Why the hell did Nevin Shapiro get pardoned? I was like, what? Why is he? That was the strangest headline that came over TMZ is that the president pardoned Nevin Shapiro.
That was weird.
I was like, wait, why? There had to be some kind of. I mean, there's got to be somebody who knows somebody, but I just found that very, very odd. What the hell was going on there?
Because what he got in trouble with is legal?
It was like a $300 million Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know.
Shapiro, by the way. Didn't Shapiro say that the Giants were going to hire the Cam Kings Ward. OC? That's what he said. They're gonna, after they draft Cam Ward, they're gonna hire Dawson. See, if they lose Dawson, that to me is like, but if they keep Dawson, Cam Ward, you're like, come on, baby, you saw what he did for me. Come on. I don't know.
There's
I like
a lot
this
of things that have to happen for this to work, because that would kind of suck if the Giants draft Cam Ward and then take the OC. But here's the other problem. The other problem with the Giants is, do you want to be a first round pick and end up in the board?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
when was the last Eli Manning?
Yeah, Eli.
I mean,
wait, last what?
Mark Sanchez has last success what? With the Jets.
Wait, last what? What are you
quarterback
saying?
In New York. Should
be to work out for the Giants.
Daniel Jones. Would you want to be Daniel Jones? That Daniel?
No, we're talking about that worked out.
And was Daniel Jones ever loved as a New York quarterback?
Nope.
Not really.
Nope. They loved Saquon Barkley, and he was a product of having Saquon Barkley behind him, and the Giants didn't even realize that.
Wild. Somebody says it's his relationship with the Miami AD. She's close to Biden. I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Shalala, the former AD.
Yeah.
The former president.
Yep. Who wanted nothing to do with Nevin Shapiro, and now all of a sudden she's speaking on his behalf.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, that sounds crazy, right?
And she's no longer with us, right?
No,
she's no longer with the school. Is Shalala still alive?
Oh, you can't say that. That's not what that means. She's no longer with us.
She's 83. Like, it was a fair question. I'm sorry.
No, but Toby tried to save it. It was the way he tried to save it, right? Yeah, she's no longer with us, right?
I apologize.
Wait, what?
I apologize.
Yeah, she's no longer the president of the school, right? No, bro. We know what you meant the first time.
No.
All right, I thought she was gone. I apologize. I thought Shalala was gone.
But you tried to, play it off so subtly. No. No.
He tried to kick that leg out and save the
puck. Dude, he tried to do a kick save and a beauty, but the puck was already past you, buddy.
I apologize, Shalala. I apologize. But you did look really happy looking at that bowling alley check.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Take a break. Howard 2 is next.